In today's episode, I'm telling you why we're not broken and we don't need to be fixed.
This is how legends are made.
Hi there, and thanks for joining me on today's episode. Today I wanted to explain a phrase that I use quite a lot and I think it'd be helpful for you too. It's one that I find very useful in approaching conversations with anyone. And the phrase is taken from Milton Erickson, and it simply says that people aren't broken. They don't need to be fixed. And I think within that, it's worth exploring, is that the idea is that people aren't wrong. They're not making mistakes so much, they're just choosing maybe not the most useful methods to achieve something or achieve their goal. And so when we talk about the idea of not being broken or not needing to be fixed at all, it's about understanding that we're simply making a choice from a selection of things, which actually they're not a great selection, but we have within us the ability to find the appropriate selection. If you like, it's similar to the idea about when we listen to someone talking. We should be looking to create a space for them to reflect, to share, to get out of their head their thoughts, rather than sometimes where we feel we want to add information or add questions that kind of only allow us to talk and us to create solutions. The idea that it has to come from the person and give them the space to do that. And in that way, it's saying that they're not broken. They don't need to be fixed. We don't have to fix anything. It's about that they have the answers within them. We just need to help them expand their view to make a more useful, more informed selection of things. It's like we are helping them back on the path that they already know exists. So if you can imagine that a horse goes out of the stables and gets lost in the fields or into the woods, we're not there to kind of pull the horse back into the stable. The idea is that we kind of just gently usher it back in the direction that it already knows it wants to go. So the horse is leading us. We're just there to just create a boundary for the horse to feel confident to go down the path that it already knows it exists. And that, maybe philosophically, is kind of the approach that I think we should use more of, rather than the jumping in to resolve problems. But it's actually watching, allowing the horse to find the path they know already exists and let them walk down it. It's their path, it's their journey, not for us to interfere with that. They know the answers. Bring this back to what I was saying. We're not broken. We don't need to be fixed. What we do need is space to reflect, find better choices that we can use so we can get back to where we want to be, or back onto our path, or back onto our journey. And that way that all the decisions they make are their own. They can have complete ownership. They're not making decisions based on anyone else or anything else, or not influenced that way. And I think that's far more holistic and therapeutic than any other approach that I can think of. So, you know, I talk about these things as being a coach, but they can apply in conversations you're having with your friends, your family, or people in your community. They still are valid and it's still worth trying them out. So with that, I hope you get some sort of value. Please try it out. If you do find a difference with that, let me know, drop me a comment. And if you have got some value from this video, please give it a like, thumbs up, that'd be greatly appreciated. But other than that, I'm gonna leave you for today, and I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
This is how legends are made.